That would move us to our next agenda item, which is a report and possible discussion on the annual actuarial report by John Hawes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and members of the board and the committee. I would like to introduce Mike Brister. Mike is with our actuarial firm of Ryan Pendleton, Swatz, and McAllister, which is out of Jackson, Mississippi, and they have completed their second year of actuarial report. They do an annual actuarial report, and Mike is here to present that actuarial report to you all at this time.
Thank you. Good morning. We do have actuarial evaluation of March 1, 2007. That's the first day of the plan year. We do one as of the beginning of the year, each year, or somebody does. We've done one for the last 2 years. Determine the funding levels for the plan for the upcoming year. So that's what we did March 1st, 2007. This gives you comparison of some of the numbers. You see the number of active employees went down slightly covered by the plan. The required contribution for the year is most strikingly zero. This takes into account we are anticipating possible changes to the plan. You can see the funding levels for the plan the prior year was 8.65%. Let's go to the next slide. What we're doing is we're anticipating the freeze of the pension plan, that the service of the plan will be frozen as of September 30th, 2007, that as of that date, employees will not get credit in this plan for service beyond that date. We're also anticipating in this valuation that compensation after December 31st, 2007 will not be taken into account for purposes of determining a participant's accrued benefit. So that's commonly referred to as freezing a plan. You freeze benefits at their current level, basically at their current levels, except for these adjustments here. In future service, they'll be received credit in another plan. So the reason your funding levels have gone to zero, in the past what you've done is you've funded the difference between the present value of future benefits and your assets. And that present value of future benefits included the present value of benefits that were going to accrue in the future. I, as an actuary, are so smart. I know what people's compensation, mortality, termination of employment, disability, I know what all those things are going to be. And I can discount all those things back and tell you what the present value of future benefits for your current employees are going to be on an ongoing plan. But when you freeze the plan, the present value of future benefits just becomes the present value of benefits accrued to date. So there's nothing in this situation, there's nothing to fund for going forward because the present assets equal the present value of future benefits under the plan freeze. Well, that's almost true, as most things in life. This first column, money inside the pension plan, money is worth 7.5% to you because you invest long-term, you invest in bonds and in equities. And that's what money's worth to you. That's what we believe it's worth to you inside the plan. The employer is able to take a certain level of risk. You're willing to be in equities. Equities over the long term return a high rate of return. So inside the pension plan, inside your trust fund, money's worth 7.5% to you. So if I discount the benefits we're going to pay out at 7.5%, it turns out that the present value of accrued benefits is $21.8 million, almost $22 million, and you have almost $24 million worth of assets. So that's why there's no contribution this year. But I also wanted to show you what would happen at 5% interest rate. At 5% interest rate, the liability now becomes almost $29 million. So you can see that with your assets of 24, you're almost looking at a $6 million difference. Now, the $5 million would come, let's suppose you freeze the plan and you want to settle the plan, terminate the plan. We just don't want to have this plan anymore. So the only way to do that is to go to an insurance company and buy annuities. Well, the insurance companies fund those annuities with 100% bonds. The insurance company ain't going to take no investment risk. And it's going to make you pay for the investment risk. And so they're going to fund those annuities based on 30-year corporate bonds. And so if we use 5% to discount those liabilities, the liabilities become much greater. So I wanted to show y'all this comparison. If we go out on the open market, in other words, we're forced to take our assets that we believe will yield 7.5% and go to an insurance company, then we don't have enough money to settle the plan. If you keep your money and get 7.5% on it, you don't have a contribution. Next slide. This just shows you a little history in the past of the present value of accrued benefits versus the market value of assets. And that's what we have now that we've frozen the plan. What we have is the present value of accrued benefits. And the way we're determining that present value of accrued benefits is that I'm using 7.5% because that's what we think money's worth to you inside the pension plan, where you invest in bonds and equities. Outside the plan, you'd probably have to use 5%, like I said. To put it in a technical term, liabilities under a pension plan have what we call a long duration. Now, what that means is if I change the interest rate a little bit, that the liability changes a great deal. Typically, the duration of the liabilities under a pension plan is anywhere from 15 to 20 years. Now, what that means is if I change that interest rate 100 basis points, 1%, that the liabilities will change 15% or 20%. That's why you saw that big change when we went from 7.5% to 5%. The liabilities got a lot larger. Pension liabilities have a long duration. So this shows you the comparison and the progress you've made since 2004 to 2007. The blue column is the market value of assets. The red is the present value of accrued benefits. And at 7.5%, consistent with the prior slide, we show that the market value of assets actually exceeds the present value of the accrued benefits, assuming the plan is frozen. Now, last year, we showed you another slide similar to this, and it had another column on there, and the red was much taller because it was the present value of future benefits. It included benefits that were going to accrue in the future, and that's why your contribution was 8.6% of pay to pay for that difference. But now the present value of future benefits has become the present value of the accrued benefits. Next slide just gives a breakdown of the number of employees in the different categories. Those vested, important point to make here in this thing, that vesting service will still continue to count under your existing plan. We froze benefit service, but vesting service is still counted on the plan going forward, so that we have some employees with no vesting, active employees with no vesting, even though the plan is frozen. Next slide. It's interesting to me, but you have to remember I'm an actuary, so it doesn't matter what pension plan I work on. It doesn't matter where it's located. I find this to be very, almost invariable. The average employee age is 36 to 38 years old. It doesn't matter what line of business they're in, what state they're located in, or what they do for a living. I can almost bet, make book on it, that the higher age will be 36 to 38. And that the current attained age will be anywhere from 45 to 47 years of age. And that the average employee will have 10 years of service. It doesn't matter what you do. That's what it looks like. And that's consistent with what your plan has. And you see with some of the averages there, and again, those amounts, 37 and 46, very consistent with what we see. It brings up an important point, too. A little aside here. That current age, average age, 47.6, that's going to increase for everybody. Because everyone's going to have older and older employees. Older and older. We've built an economy bigger than our children. So everybody's going to have older employees. And you're on your way. Any comments?
Just one thing. On the frozen plan, you say right now the assets exceed the present value of the liabilities. And we freeze it, and we're no longer going to contribute to it. What happens if that assumption was not correct?
You'll have to make contributions. Two things. One of two things. We say money's worth 7.5%. It may not, in some particular years, it may not be. So you may have to. That doesn't mean that the plan may not require contributions forward.
That's my point.
And the second thing is that the other option is to settle it, right, which means that you'd have to come up with. money. You'd have to meet the insurance company premiums.
In our case, if we try to settle it, we would have to pay money to get it bought.
Right. So it's a seller's market for annuities right now. So which is like selling a house. What you do is you hunker down, and maybe if interest rates go up, then maybe it becomes a buyer's market.
I'm a little slow on the inside the plan, outside the plan assets you're talking about. Kind of clear that for me.
All right, an insurance company, they're going to fund these liabilities. You come to them, and they look at your liabilities, and they're going to want to fund them. And the way they're going to fund those liabilities is they're going to go out, and they're going to purchase 30-year corporate bonds. Well, a 30-year corporate bond is yielding around 5.25% right now. But inside, they're not going to fool with equities. The insurance companies, they're not going to fool with equities or anything. It's going to be all on a bond purchase basis. Now, you, on the other hand, inside your pension plan, invest in equities and bonds. Okay? Diversified portfolio. You invest differently from the way the insurance company is going to invest your money.
I see. Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Well, incumbent upon this then is that since we're not going to be the plan that's terminated still has that investment in it. It still has to be managed investment wise.
Yes, sir.
You got a plan right on. Until we sell it still has to be managed.
Until you pay out the last benefit or can purchase an annuity, you still got a plan. Thank you.
All right, thank you for the report.